USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American official and authorities in Haiti are trying to work to free 17 hostages from a U.S.-based missionary group who were kidnapped in Port-au-Prince over the weekend. Haitian police inspector Franz Champagne reported that the 400 Malozo gang was behind the bus abduction. The Ohio-based organization said that they were on a trip to visit an orphanage when they were kidnapped Saturday. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." The Olympic flame is currently traveling across Greece ahead of its departure for Beijing. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Clinton was released from a California hospital on Sunday after receiving antibiotics for a urological infection. 75-year-old Clinton was admitted to the University of California at Irvine Medical Center last Tuesday after feeling weak from an infection. Let's get a booster shot update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
This past week, an FDA advisory panel approved booster shots for many who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke about the need for boosters based on information being gathered both here in the United States and also in Israel while appearing on Fox News Sunday.
Very, very clear that there's waning immunity and that we do need to boost individuals who received any of the three products that we've been dealing with right now.
The FDA advisory panel's recommendation will now go to the full organization prior to the issue being taken up by the CDC.
We are USA Radio News.
I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
One doctor with 4 degrees from Stanford University and now a professor at the California School has been censored, then uncensored by YouTube for his stance against vaccine mandates. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News speaks out on the vaccine mandate by President Biden.
So the science is really simple. What we found from a whole host of research studies that have come out is that the vaccines are fantastic tools to protect you against severe disease, death, and hospitalizations from COVID, even 5, 6, 7 months after the vaccine, after you got the vaccine. On the other hand, after 5 or 6 months, the protection against getting infected drops. I was vaccinated in April, and then I got COVID in August. It wasn't a severe case. The vaccine is a great tool for self-protection, but not particularly effective after a few months for public protection. But if that's true, what's the purpose of a vaccine mandate? Is it to create a space where everyone's vaccinated so you're safe from COVID? Well, the vaccine doesn't do that. We don't actually have a technology to keep you safe from COVID. So the vaccine mandates makes so little sense in the context of this scientific evidence. Vaccines are great for protecting you against the severe disease. That's why I strongly recommend them to everybody. But to force them on people, actually, it doesn't make sense from a public health point of view. And it actually, I think, caused an enormous amount of harm and distrust in public health.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.